Police say they are not ruling out the idea that South Asian men were specifically targeted in two high-profile stabbings in White Rock, Sunday and Tuesday. SGT. Timothy Pirotti of the Integrated Homicide Investigation Team, IHIT, addressed media at a press conference Friday afternoon at Grand Chief Bernard Robert Charles Memorial Plaza, where the victim of the second stabbing, Kulavinder Singh Sohi, 26, died of his injuries on Tuesday night. Bench where Kulavinder Singh Sohi was sitting on when he was attacked and stabbed multiple times before succumbing to his injuries along the White Rock waterfront on Tuesday, April 23. Sohi a moment photo. Sohi was sitting on a bench by the beach when he was attacked from behind and stabbed multiple times. Pirotti said an altercation between the victim and suspect ensued, which led both to make their way up the walkway until Sohi collapsed near the train tracks. Also read, man dead after two people stabbed in 2 days in White Rock. Suspect at large. Despite life-saving efforts from first responders who arrived just before 9:30 p.m., Sohi died on scene. The location where Kulavinder Singh Sohi succumbed to his injuries after being stabbed multiple times on the White Rock waterfront on Tuesday, April 23. Sohi a moment photo. This occurred in a very public location. From our video review, we know there were many witnesses in the area. If you were there or parked in the area, now is the time to call IHIT, Pirotti said, in an earlier press release. We will continue to work tirelessly, supported by the White Rock members as well as the other I teams, to identify, locate and arrest the person responsible for this tragedy. Victims in both stabbings were South Asian. The suspect in both cases is described by police as a 5'11 black male in a gray hoodie and dark-colored hat. Pirotti reiterated IHIT's call for witnesses in the area on Tuesday night to come forward, including those who may have dashcam footage from their vehicles. SGT. Timothy Pirotti of IHIT speaks to reporters on Friday, April 26, near the area where Kulavinder Singh Sohi was attacked and died of stab wounds on Tuesday, April 23. Sohi a moment photo. In speaking with some of the witnesses, they said that this might not have even looked like a homicide. They said they weren't even aware that someone had been stabbed, Pirotti said, adding that homicide investigators need more witnesses to come forward. The Tuesday incident was the second stabbing in the seaside city. It occurred roughly 500 meters away from the first stabbing on Sunday night, April 21. The victim of the first incident survived and is recovering at home. Also read, White Rock stabbing victims' medical costs now covered by province. I understand there's a lot of chatter on social media, so I want to assure you that as new details and facts come to light, I will keep you well informed, White Rock Mayor Megan Knight said in a video statement Friday morning, posted to X. At the media availability, Knight said that residents should think of the local businesses and people should still visit the waterfront to support them. If you can't come down or you're afraid, do some takeout or something, she said, also urging witnesses to come forward. Things have gone terribly wrong and I know that people are upset and afraid, but White Rock is a very safe community. This is two incidents that have just recently happened that have just thrown everybody into all of this panic, and I understand that, Knight said. The mayor added that she has full confidence in the police to find the suspect, and in the meantime, she and her family will continue to visit the popular attraction and support local businesses. A town hall meeting with White Rock RCMP on public safety will be held at the White Rock Community Center on Tuesday, April 30, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Also read. Video. White Rock mayor urges extreme caution after two stabbings in 3 days. Investigators are asking any witnesses or anyone who was in the area on Tuesday between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. who may have more information or dash camera footage to contact IHIT. The investigators can be reached by calling 1-877-551-4448 or by email ihitinfo@rcmp-grc.gc.ca.